and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, day 397. How are we all doing? Ooh, Jonathan was first in. Does this bode well for Friday, Jonathan? Are you raring to go? Hello, Alex. Hello, Renee. Are you first? No. No, very close, but no, third. There you go. So, how was everybody's week? Today's been a smidgen of a challenge here. Nothing's working. Love Fridays. If you can hear a lot of banging, that's Mike downstairs. I'm not sure where the Tesco person has parked, but some imbecile has parked right outside our gate. Another imbecile has parked right next to him. So I literally cannot see the Tesco person. What else happened today? Oh, we got invaded. I'm sat here minding my own business as Mike turns around and says, "Mind that wasp." Like, what wasp? The wasp that was behind me. Where did that come from? All of the windows are closed, but it had managed to get in and it was about 2 inches long. It was hideous. Anyway, Mike headed out with Lola and I dealt with it. I think Mike thought I'd captured it and murdered it, but I didn't. No, I released it back into the wild with strict instructions not to return. So that was probably the highlight of my day. So let me know how you guys have... What have you been up to? What have you been up to? Let me know. Gold, silver and bronze for tomorrow. Now, I think bronze. I looked up bronze. And I think... I thought the problem with the bronze was that, again, it's an amalgam, isn't it? I don't think it's actually strictly an element of its own, but I'm not sure. Ooh, new face masks were received. Ooh, got to have a look at these. I do have several face masks, and we have disposable ones too. But I haven't been out, so I've not actually needed to wear it, so I've just sat and looked at it. Oh, that is so cute. Ooh, I tell you what, ages ago, probably like the first 2-3 weeks, there was this... I think they were custom made and it was a Samoyed. So the mask, the face was a little Sammy nose. And Mike was like, "I've got to get hold of one of those." At the same time, for his birthday, I was trying to get hold of a Manchester United mask. And these things had been like £5.99 on Amazon. So I thought I'd go get one. So headed off. Could I find one? No. They were all out of stock and the price had gone up to £18.99, which is criminal, isn't it? But that is amazingly cute. Loving that. I think Mike's finished. Is today the last day that you get the bags? Or is today the first day that you're throwing stuff about? You're going to let me know?
What?
Was it bags today or not?
It was bags
today. Is it the last time for bags?
No, because if you place an order before the 19th,
oh, then so if you just place 17 orders before the 19th, look at Renee's mask.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm loving that.
It wasn't Wendy.
Oh.
It was a bloke. But he said, "How's the dog? I've not been here for a few weeks."
She's famous.
You're famous, babe.
I was saying to everybody on here, it was ridiculous. There's two huge cars outside.
Yeah.
So they can't get near. I trust you told him they're not ours. We wouldn't be so rude, would we?
I'm sure he knows they're not ours.
Because ours are inside.
Well, he parked by the back gate so we could see ours.
Yeah, they're just idiots that park.
And he knows Lola.
Yes, you're on patrol, aren't you?
Right, shall we finish playing now?
My playing was interrupted, Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Lola.
But he's your friend.
This was after you killed my iPad.
Oh.
I managed to get it back. 3 hard reboots later. Don't look at me like that. You broke it.
I didn't break it. I just turned it on.
No. What happened was he said, "Why is this iPad stuck on the Apple logo?" And then handed it to me.
Yeah, but all that did was turn it on, in my defence.
Does that matter? It was in your possession when it broke. Anyway, it's fixed now. Leave it be.
Right.
I've sorted it out.
Thank you.
Oh, Alex has got 17 chicks in the incubator. Oh, how cute. Never had chicks myself. You know, when you have things at school and you got to take them home for the holidays. No, I wasn't allowed to do that either. I think it was a gerbil. And Mum said it was a rodent. Have you noticed how many things she said are rodents?
Yeah.
She didn't like squirrels either. They're rodents.
Well, squirrels are rodents. You like squirrels. Oh, this morning.
Why don't you talk to a microphone instead of mid-air?
I was going to talk to your microphone. This morning we goes out for a walk and she stops and tries to get under said car that's outside.
Oh,
I said, what, Lola? So she's trying to get under it. It was a cat.
Yeah, I tried that with Maya, didn't I?
It's like Wilbur.
Yeah, come out from under that car, I said. There's nothing there, I said. Don't be ridiculous, I said. This is in our garden. So I'm thinking, you know, but he was limbo dancing under the car. Eventually, much against my better judgment, I gets on the floor and I looks under the car. Just as I'm saying to the dog, see, I told you there was, oh my God, there's a cat there. It was a kitten. I don't think it really should have been out of the house, should it? But it had managed to get about half a mile,
yeah,
maybe a little bit more, and was stuck. So it had no idea where it came from. It had a collar on it, so we could ring the number, which we did, but they were out. So we didn't dare let this thing loose, but we didn't dare let it in the house either, because Maya would have gone absolutely orbital. So we put it in the garden shed with some milk until we could get hold of its owners, Wilbur the cat. Maya never trusted me after that. Whenever I said there's nothing there, he just looked at me. So that's what you think. Oh, Renee's got another mask. Let me get that link. Hello, Kim. You make a handsome monkey. They're so cute, these things. I think I need a panda one. Let's have a look. Oh, that's... Do you know, it does make you look totally different. They're scary, these masks. Oh my God, such fun. Oh. Tree rats. Yeah, Mum would have called them that if she'd have known. Jonathan had a palaver today. Checked online health records. Vaccine 2 was wrongly recorded as AZ, whereas you had the Pfizer. It seems it would be easier to become chief rabbi than get it changed. That is shocking. This was why I thought a card would be better. Because they're actually giving it to you. You can check it. That is bad news. I mean, can you imagine something happens and then they want to check what the batch numbers and they don't marry up with the people who actually had them. It wasn't the guy from McBusted, was it, Jonathan? Oh, talking of the guy from McBusted, did anybody see yesterday's fiasco from the lead singer? Matt Willis, he's called. I think he was in either Busted or McFly, but McFly and Busted merged and became McBusted. Anyway, he was all over the paper saying about the Church of Scientology.
Or Busted Fly.
And I'm thinking, he's in the Church of Scientology. Uh-oh.
What's his name was in that?
Tom Cruise. Yeah, I know, but they've got a bad rep, haven't they?
Yeah.
They do... Are they actually a religion?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You're coming to finish play?
I'm disgusted.
You're coming to finish playing?
Come on, Lola, playtime! And off she toddles. Open the door for me, Daddy. You are my butler, remember that. Oh, she's headed off. So, I didn't read the story. It was in one of the... Actually, I don't read any of the papers. But it was all over the front of it. And I thought, what's the Church of Scientology got to do with him and his wife and coming between them? I don't know. But yeah, that is bad, Jonathan. Did they give you a card as you left? I mean, honestly, vets are more organised with this. When you go in and you have your dog vaccinated every year, there's like the packet that the vaccination's in, and it's like a box. It has stickers on the top. So stuck to the box is like the backing paper for some stickers, and on there's like three stickers. They're all the same, but one goes on the dog's records in the veterinary practice, the other goes on the pet passport, and then there's this spare one. So you can't go wrong. You open the box, you inject the dog, you put the stickers where they're supposed to go, you're done. It's only when computers got involved it went bad. Oh, Jonathan. You did get a card. GP said, call the vaccination centre. The vaccination centre doesn't take calls, and even if they can't see the record. Now you've got to take up a GP appointment to show them the card so they can change it. What a waste of time. Someone could really need the appointment, and not to correct an admin error. Totally agree. Totally agree. I would have thought, I know they've rolled it out at an amazing pace, but sometimes the easy ways are best. You know, if it works with pets, why don't we just do that? Because I'd have complete confidence in whatever Mayer had up to being a certain age. I think at the last vaccine he had, he was 9 and he took really bad with it. Really bad. He was off for about 5 weeks. He couldn't stand up properly. He was like wobbly. He was walking into walls and he'd never taken that bad with anything. But up till then, he'd been all right with it and it was simple. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. You see, Kim does that, gets sticker for the vaccine card. Just makes sense. And Pete got a card with the details written on for both. I actually got that from my dentist. When you've got implants, you get like a card and you're supposed to carry this card with you. So if you ever need treatment from another dentist, then they know exactly what's gone on. And all of that was handwritten as well. I mean, obviously, in that circumstance, you can't put a sticker on it. It's got to be handwritten. But it does actually make sense, because rather than typing it and then you get somebody else's record, which, you know, I could see that happening. Simple is best in some circumstances, and this is one of them. That's why I use post-it notes for things. If it's important and it's got to get done and I can't forget it, then I'll stick a bright yellow post-it note on the Johnny board, which is now officially named Jonathan, the Johnny board. And then I won't miss it. But if I put it into things or notes or something, I'll find it 3 days later and then think, oh, that was important 3 days ago. So sometimes analogue's better. And I just thought it was logical that there'd be stickers and then just give everybody the same card and stick the sticker on it. Instead of which, Jonathan's doing all the legwork for this. When did you find out that they'd put the wrong one on the records, Jonathan? Because I would have thought these were being entered contemporaneous, but then knowing them, there's some organisation system and it's not contemporaneous. And Alex had exactly the same. It wasn't yours, you needed to book a second and they wouldn't. You cancel the first and then they cancel the second. Oh, it was many happy hours spent. Oh, and then there's the new thing, the new variant. I'm not quite sure about that. Is this double variant a variant that's got together with another variant and had children? Or is it something entirely different? It's supposed to be the death knell variant, which doesn't bode well. And needless to say, we're rampant with it. Oh, I did go to Google Maps today and there was a button and it said, check out COVID cases where you live. So I pushed the button, nothing happened. I thought, what gives? You got to zoom right out to globe view, and then the globe lights up with colours depending on how many COVID cases you've got per 100,000. Some countries were like zero. And I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, I can't believe South Sudan have no cases. But I think it was a case of they probably got cases, but they had no record of the cases. Half of Europe was the second most severely hit, including, I think it was Norway or Sweden. I can never remember which way round they are, but it was Norway or Sweden. So let me have a look. Oh, it must be Norway. I'm thinking because it was on the left. There you go, it was Norway. I thought they'd kind of licked it over there, but clearly not. But it's definitely worth seeing. So if you go to Google Maps and you click the button, you can see the entire planet and then you can whiz around it. Best place to live seems to be somewhere to the north end of Greenland. Everywhere else is pretty bad, or they're not declaring it, one or the other. Oh, so Alex says it took Alex 2 months to get them to record the first vaccine. This isn't good. This is not good. I think Pete did it right. Just get a handwritten card. You think they're a cult? I'm not. I don't know much about them, Kim. You know, whenever you think of, whenever you hear the word Scientology, you think Tom Cruise, and that's it, and a bad rep. But I don't know any detail. Jonathan wants a chip. You could scan him and it'd be okay. Do you know, I wonder why they don't do that with dogs? Because dogs already have a chip. And aren't they talking about making sure every cat's got a chip? I don't know whether we're suddenly overrun with feral cats. I've no idea. I'd have thought owners would have cats chipped to find them if they get lost, but I don't know. A HomePod with a built-in Apple TV, a camera, and maybe even a screen. Wouldn't that be a fun device? Wouldn't it make it more sense, Renee, if it also had an AirPort in it? Because I thought when the HomePod came out, oh, there's scope there for like a more expensive model that's also your network. And seeing as though they were retiring the AirPort Expresses and the AirPort Extremes, I thought that was a given. Guess what? Not a given. Didn't happen. But that would make actually more sense to me. No, vet's not good either. Friend took her dog to the vet's. Bit under the weather and the young vet gave him an injection 10 times the dose should have been. Poor dog's been in the vets for a week with drips. Oh, good grief. There are vets like that. Our second vet, was it the second? No, third vet. I tell a lie, third vet. There were so many of them. The third vet, we only went because a friend of my dad's who had three Sammies, it was their vet, and she said, oh, he's fantastic, and he understands Samoyeds, and I thought, that's the vet. So we headed off there. Can't remember if the first visit was his knee, but, you know, in the house, he couldn't stand up. You had to carry him everywhere. Get him to the vet. He was like Sebastian Coe on steroids. So, yeah, that went well. But we took him in once, and he'd got some kind of, like, skin problem. It looked like, maybe it had been a bite of some description, but it wasn't getting any better and it was turning green. So we thought, yeah, he's going to need the vet here. So the vet took one look and said, needs antibiotics. So I thought, fair enough. So they gave him these antibiotics, which was the amoxicillin. So I said, that's the cillin, you know, it's a penicillin. I'm allergic. How bad are these? And he said, but these are the most powerful that we use. You better put gloves on. That's how come I ended up pilling him. Well, he said, try a blowpipe, try a straw, put the pill in a straw and blow. Yeah, I nearly ended up swallowing it, so that wasn't happening. But when we came out, I'm looking at the dosage on these things. I thought, the dosage isn't right. You know, surely that's way too much for his weight. So I went back in. Yes, sorry, we've made a mistake. So they changed the dosage. Then we came out, and Mike's looking at the credit card bill, and he said, this isn't right. Then we had to go back in with the credit card bill because the bill was wrong. Needless to say, in their favour. Always in their favour, isn't it? So, yeah, there's good, bad, good vets.
Sticks.
Good vets and bad vets. I think I've tried them all. Right, what have I got in here? Oh, I have a dentist stick, but I want a paw for it. Don't just sniff at my paw. Come on. Oh, can't we be bothered? Right, there you go. Dentist stick. She's a happy girl now. how much would they be? A kidney and a liver, Jonathan. They're greedy Scientologists. There was a programme about them. You know, one of these, like, expose documentary things. But I don't think I actually saw it. €699. Well, if you think about the AirPods Max, they're probably going to want to make them more expensive than that, aren't they? Hello, Simon! £5.99 in UK money, plus VAT. Don't forget the plus VAT. Who would trust the stupid vaccine passport? Not Kim. For dogs and stuff, I think you're okay. But for this thing, they're just... I mean, the other day, something came out and I thought, no. No, I'll talk about that in a minute. Oh, what's this? If I download the app, I might be able to see some services. I'll have a think about that. Kim might get rid of her iPhone before she has a vaccine passport app on it. I'm not going anywhere. I don't care. So where would I need a passport to get into? It can't stop you going into a hospital if you need it. And trust me, that's the only place I'd be leaving the house for. Oh, and the dentist. And I don't think the dentists are overly bothered. I had heard that the NHS test and track had been rejected, Pete. I can understand why. The thing that made me laugh was, it's not often Apple and Google agree on anything, is it? Kimmy's happy to show the vaccine papers, but you're not having a vaccine up on the phone unless forced. I don't think they could do that, because people that some people just don't have devices that are capable. So I can't see that, certainly not in the UK. That would never happen here, I don't think. Simon, a bit rich complaining about the vet's dosage of amoxicillin. We've all seen Mike's Toblerone dosage. That's not exactly safe. Not in one sitting, it's not. No. Oh, I'll have to check out that documentary, Renee. I knew there was one, but wasn't there something about... As they were recording the documentary, they were getting threats as well. It got all very, very dicey. It's like it's the QR code scanning. That you don't like? You don't like it, Jonathan? You watched a show about Scientology. It lasted about 3 years. It was very scary. It does seem a little bit cultish, doesn't it? But I don't know much about it. So it's to do with the fact, Anthony says, at the very beginning, to use the API, you could not upload the check-in data. It's something about it not being identifiable, isn't it? Which, if you think that through to its logical conclusion, what's the point in having it then? Because surely, can this be done anonymously? I mean, I know some people have had erroneous messages to self-isolate. So I would have thought, at some point, you're going to need to say who you are so they know if it's actually right or not. But I don't know. I don't have the app, not leaving the house, don't care. Not interested. But there we go. The world's longest show. How's that one you like, Jonathan? Wasn't it Below Deck or something? Ships Ahoy. Something like that. Right, I'll have a look at that, Anthony, all about the app update. Was there a Louis Theroux one? Now, he's amazing, isn't he? His sole trick is to not say anything and just look at the person he's trying to interview and they fill the gap.
Didn't he interview the Hamiltons?
It's the Jimmy Savile one I remember. That was just creepy.
Well, never saw that.
I think I did, and it
Neil
was...
Neil and what was she called?
Can't remember. Wasn't she on the first series of Upper Gumtree? The I'm a Celebrity thing.
Christine. Yeah.
Below Deck. Ah, it's going strong. Fair enough. Never seen an episode, Jonathan, but might give it a try. They're going to try to get the vaccine passports through the legislature. Microsoft has the app already. Funny that, isn't it, Kim? Microsoft, Bill Gates. Yeah. Mr. Shake Hands Man, he interviewed Tom Cruise. Not a clue there, Simon, not a clue. Tom Cruise is a bit crazy. Well, yeah, that was what I took from it, from whenever I've seen him. He did Jimmy Savile and the Tiger King. And I think during the Tiger King one, the guy basically talked unprompted about how he'd kill his wife. There are no words for the garbage that people will watch. I've got a funny piece coming up about Apple TV. Yeah, the Apple TV that I've never seen, that one. Not Apple TV, the device, Apple TV plus service thing. Yeah, that's going to be funny. Would I say I've been having a look at it? Probably not, no, because I didn't get that far. No, what came out the other day that I was like incredulous about was... Who remembers way back when they were rolling the vaccine out and they said, under no circumstances must you take the first vaccine as A and the second vaccine as B. So whatever you had the first time, that's what you've got to have the second. So this was like last December. So the rules back then were 3 weeks, because, you know, follow the science. And the other thing was you had to have the same vaccine. And then I said to Mike, well, this AstraZeneca business, if you happen to be 25 but vulnerable and you've had your first AstraZeneca vaccine, does that mean you have to have something else for the second one, or will they give you the AstraZeneca on the basis that they said nobody had been affected on the second dose? Anyway, we didn't have an answer to that. We were pontificating, but we did not have an answer to that. Then it got to, you know, 12 weeks, which... Whether that's right or not, it's not following the science. It's following Dr. Blair. But 12 weeks rather than 3 weeks gives you four times the chance that the vaccine that you had the first time will not be available, or there'll be some issue. And it's going to be four times more likely because it's four times longer. Do you want another one of these? Chunnering away with yourself. Oh! Good girl. I love the way she looked round at you then, see if you got something
That's
better.
That's because I was getting a biscuit out.
Yes, but a dentist sticks better than a biscuit.
It trumps a biscuit.
It trumps a biscuit every time, Mike. So, that was where we were at. Then, I read this piece. There were two pieces. The first one was, it doesn't matter. We might have to give you something else. And I thought, well, just a minute. You know, I read the scientific advice when you were following the science and you said, no, that mustn't happen. And the second was, they've actually got a pool. I think it was two groups of around 200 people who've already had one vaccine of whatever. And they have volunteered to join this, I don't want to use the word scientific test. Crapshoots, what I mean. This test, they are deliberately going to be given something different for the second vaccine and see if they're okay when then they've had it. Who would volunteer for that? Go on, would you volunteer for that? Because I was thinking, like, just a minute. I wholeheartedly concur with follow the science, but you know, you're making it up as you're going along now. What if something catastrophic happened? That's terrible. And then the other thing that came to my mind was, well, just a minute, how about everybody makes the same vaccine? That chemically, you know, they're all being made by different companies because, you know, they all want a piece of the pie, don't they? But what if we all stuck to one recipe? Then there would be none of this mixing and matching that was needed. There's an idea. And it's just as scientific as theirs because, you know, what they said 3 months ago, not what they're saying today. And 3 months from now, they'll be saying something else. And then they said, oh, and you might need another vaccine within, was it 6 to 12 months? And I thought, yeah, just put a cannula in and be done. Do you know, I think that spray they were talking about would be good. You know, the nasal spray thing. That film you guys recommended, the shocking one, I ended up watching a different one. And they did that. When the vaccine was ready, it was a nasal spray. And they were handing it out in, like, locked briefcases, metal briefcases, and taking it round to, like, family members, which was not on. But then it was only a film, not to worry. Oh, Renee started watching The Morning Show. Not bad. It's a spatial sound that works with the AirPods Max. And the show's not bad. I shall put that on the list. Mike will appreciate that, won't you, Mike?
What?
If I had The Morning Show on?
Why?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a thing for Jennifer Aniston, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, like you've got a bit of a thing for Craig.
Oh, that's only a giggle.
So is Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not how I heard it.
Well, that was years ago.
Oh, you've gone off an hour.
That was before you.
Oh, okay then. Shake Hands Man was a fake Japanese reporter for the show Banzai. Who would shake hands non-stop during an interview. So I just went along with it for ages, assuming it was a Japanese cultural thing. Oh, Simon, that's genius. How do you think you get the science without the experimentation thing, though? Yes, but when you pass something off, I don't know, maybe other people are like, OK, that's fine, but logically, it doesn't make much sense, does it, to put three tyres on your car that are like 14 inch and one that's 27 inch. It doesn't make sense. So if you're going to try something different, wouldn't you test that under laboratory conditions first? And then, as it's been said here about the patent thing, big pharma, how can you effectively test that in a laboratory condition unless they actually share the patent thing? And if the answer is you don't, then you put it in patients. Good grief. If it all goes wrong, people will stop taking it totally. And I thought they were all about shutting up the anti-vaxxers. But all of this is just playing into their hands. They're sitting there rolling their eyes. Hopefully it'll all sort itself out, but it's actually seeming to get worse. With the South African variant and this other thing, have they given it a name yet? The new thing where it's mutated and had children, that one. I don't know. We'll find out. You wonder if by having lots of different vaccines, it's harder for the virus to mutate to avoid the vaccine. Yeah, because it doesn't know what's coming next, and neither do you, Anthony. Maybe that's the plan. CQ, Deb, CQ. Well, that was excitement this week anyway. But, you know, we weren't interested, were we? Because Apple event next week. What do we want? Renee, if this thing comes out, this multi-hybrid one-of-everything device, would you buy it? I can't see an Apple TV in a HomePod. But that could just be me. In a way, it makes sense. But in fact, I don't even know anymore. Does there need to be a device? I know that's to kind of enable your TV. Well, most TVs have got an internet connection and could watch it in a browser. So, and Apple just don't seem interested. It's always been a hobby, hasn't it? The Apple TV's been around since the first big white one, which must be, find out when that was released, Mike. It was about 2009, 2010.
Apple TV.
In fact, it must have been before that. Maybe 2008. Because Steve Jobs died in 2011. And I'm sure he introduced the first two ones. And wasn't it a one more thing?
First generation was September 2006.
Good grief, that's way earlier than I thought.
Second generation was 2010. And the third generation was 2012.
And there is a fourth, isn't there, the bigger one?
The first one shipped in 2007.
I remember not really understanding why people were getting giddy about it, because I honestly didn't see what it could do beyond what you could already do. I guess then, once it got to the 2012 version, that was the one I got for my mum, and then it started to make sense because I had ripped series in iTunes, and I set up an iTunes library just for her on a server up here, and it fed down to her TV, and she loved it. Then it started to make sense, but now it's going the other way because most people don't have that iTunes library locally. Well, you don't have iTunes anymore, do you? So most things seem to be like a service now. So I don't know. Would I get the next one? I probably would get the Apple TV because I don't use it as a TV. I use it for presentations. However, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? And something I seriously need to contemplate. Because using it the way I've been using it, obviously not leaving the house, I haven't had to consider this. But it's going to get to the stage where if I do need to use it for a presentation, I'm going to need to seriously think about it because I would be using Keynote and now I'm using PowerPoint. And I don't know, well, it's certainly not going to like PowerPoint, is it? So I'm probably going to have to convert the presentations to Keynote anyway to make that work. I shall report back on that, see how that goes. Right. Jonathan liked new iMacs, 32 gig of RAM, user replaceable with a new MX chip. I think that lot's mutually exclusive, Jonathan. I was reading a really interesting article about a guy who'd bought a new, now was it, it was a laptop. So it was must have been the M1 laptop. And he was doing video and audio work on it. He had 800 gig of data on this thing. So he'd upgraded the hard drive to be a 1 terabyte. And as I started reading this, I thought, I think I can see where this is going, because I'd also read other articles that were talking about the longevity of the hard drives. Anyway, him and his 800 gig was all on this system. And he comes to it one day and it just won't boot. So he heads off to the Apple store with it, rings them up, gets an appointment, heads off with it. He has to sign it. Now, what he wanted them to do was like wave a magic wand over it, get it back up so he could get the data off. It was the data he was concerned about more than the laptop. But when he gets there, he has to sign this declaration to say that they have no responsibility for his data. So at this point, he's a bit concerned he's not getting his data back. Anyway, long story short, it was fried. It was dead. And he was saying, well, can't you just, you know, if it's a motherboard that's dead, can't you just take the hard drive off it and then I've got the hard drive? No, because it's built in. everything is built in. So if the hard drive goes, then they have to replace the whole unit. In fact, if any part of it goes. So everything was soldered onto the motherboard. So the idea of anything being user upgradable is not looking likely. And the issue with the hard drive was it's something to do with the write count, which means how much data can be written to the hard drive before it can legitimately fail, because then it's beyond what its lifetime was expected to be. And obviously this guy's been writing and reading from it gigs worth of data. In the end, he had a backup of 500 gig, I think, and he got 200 gig from somewhere else, and whatever was left, he was missing. But if you can imagine, he's been using that on a daily basis since it came out. How many days is that now? It's October time, wasn't it, when they came out? But if he's been writing upwards of like a terabyte a day, which he seemed to be, it's not surprising that the hard drive went. If there is an issue with the hard drives, the SSDs, with throughput. So if an average user's using it, well, you know, they make a Word file and a Pages document three times a month, then it's not putting any stress in terms of the amount of data. But if somebody who's doing audio and video work, I mean, I know how much that is. Let's have a look at one of my external drives. It's an 8 terabyte drive. And on it, just two things that I do, Brooklands and MacBytes. And this 4 terabytes of 8 terabytes is audio and video work. And all of that data, so 4 terabytes, has been at some point on my internal hard drive, because that's where it records to. You can't really have it recording anywhere else, because if the drive gets ejected, you've lost the data. So you tend to record to the main hard drive and then move it. But that constitutes throughput. And these drives are failing at like the 6 month mark because of the amount of data that's been put through them. Some people are saying it's not a big issue. They're probably the ones that it hasn't failed on. But the issue, it goes beyond the fact that the hard drive's failed, because if that was a simple change, we'll take it out and put a new one in, job done. But it's not, because they're soldered onto the motherboard. So, like you're thinking, Jonathan, can't see it happening though. I'd love to think so, but I don't think so. I wonder if they... I don't think, being honest, there's any practical reason why you couldn't have it seated on the motherboard. I think it's just their decision. They don't want that. They want these sealed units. You don't upgrade your fridge, do you? You don't think, do you know what? I'll put more RAM in my fridge. And they want it like that. They want it like a device that what it's got when you buy it, that's what it's got. And if 32 gigs enough, then great. The one I've got has got 128. Yes, this new one could utilise memory better. Maybe it's like recalibrating, isn't it? It's recalibrating your mindset to not be looking for a machine that will take 256 gig of RAM, but to recalibrate your brain to say 32 is more than adequate. And I'm not at that place yet. I'd have to see and test it first before I get to that place. And if this hard drive thing is an issue, I've already had virtually every hard drive in an iMac fail. I've got 2 iMacs at the minute that are running on external drives. There's only one Mac that's not the one I'm sat at that's in AppleCare, but still has its original hard drive and it's working. So every other iMac I have ever bought, the hard drive has gone. And that's without this issue of it being on the board and the throughput and all of the rest of it. That's a user, well, it's not user replaceable, but it's a replaceable drive. So I could take that in somewhere and say, you know, can you just replace the drive? And they would be able to do that, but not if it's soldered onto the motherboard. I think it's the death of everything that's user replaceable. Works as a TV speaker system and a FaceTime device. So basically, Renee, it's everything. For it to be FaceTime, though, you'd have to be sat in front of it. Whereas if you think about where you put your speakers and things like that, I mean, we've got the soundbar thing and it's on the floor. So you have some very dodgy FaceTimes on there. No, don't go there. I don't know. It doesn't sound very Apple-ish, but you never know. Kim thinks Jennifer Aniston's aged very well. She still looks great. I don't need to know that, Kim. It's been a standing joke with Mike. but your fridge may last 20 years. Will the iMac last that long with a new chip? Kim, no. No. Gone are the days. I mean, you used to buy a laptop and you would expect it to last quite a while. And now the expectation is like that it wouldn't last that long. I would still expect 6 years out of a laptop. Don't think I'll get 6 years out of a laptop. Having said that, you know, the 2012 is still going, so that's 9 years old. And the other one I've got is 3 years old. So I've only ever had three Apple laptops, a 17-inch MacBook Pro in 2006, an 11-inch MacBook Air in 2012, and the one that I currently use, which is a 13-inch MacBook Air 2018. At least that's heading towards its three-year mark. After 3 years, if it goes and you need to buy one, then I would buy one. But I wouldn't just say, right, it's 3 years old, I'm going out and getting a new one. Unfortunately. Mind you, M1, you never know. But then I don't use a laptop in anger. I don't use that for video production or anything like that. I could, and I have done on the 12-inch, on the 11-inch MacBook Air, I did. Oh, the poor thing nearly melted. But it did do it. It took a long time, but it did actually manage to do it. That was like short videos that I was doing when my father was ill, and I'm sat downstairs with him, and I've got this laptop. But to be honest, the better way of doing it was using remote desktop and tunnelling through to the iMac and doing it there. There is a huge power difference between a fully fledged machine and these laptops. Even the iMac, Mike had a 21-inch iMac. It had to be bought in a bit of a rush because what he decided to do, originally he had a 20-inch iMac, which was my 20-inch iMac, so 2006 20-inch Intel iMac. And I think he had that for a good few years and then decided, I think it was about 2009, but don't quote me. He decided that he wanted to have a Mac at work. So he was going to buy a 17-inch MacBook Pro, and that was what he did. And it was just out of Apple care, and something catastrophic went with it that would have needed quite an expensive repair. I said it should be covered under the Apple care or an extended warranty, but they wouldn't repair it. So at that point, he needed a working Mac, and that was when we went to this iMac. So he got the 21-inch, said he didn't need a 27, he'd get a 21-inch, which didn't have user-replaceable RAM. So he had to buy it with whatever RAM he was going to need forever and ever, amen. That one, it lasted quite well, I guess. He will have had it from about either 2012 or 2013 to 2017, and then decided he was going to have to get a 27-inch one because this one was just so slow. When he got it, he realised how slow, because what we were doing when he had a video to compress or deal with, we were processing it on my iMac because the 21-inch was that much slower. So there is a huge performance difference. I wish they'd bring back the cheese grater Mac, which was fabulous. Hello, Tracy. Oh, quarterly accounts. Ugh. Oh, no. A Mac. Mac is an M1 Mac. All right, let's have a look. The iMac's in a lifetime span. 1,000 read-write cycles, then it's dead, which is not long. That is, to me, that's not long. Not enough. Have fun, Tracy, but that's probably not the word, is it? It's probably not the word. We'll edit the highlights out for you. There we go. I wish they'd bring back or create some kind of Mac Pro. Not that iMac Pro thing that was never Pro in the first place. I mean, we were going to buy three Macs because we wanted one in the studio. But that was the summer 2017 where they announced new iMacs and this iMac Pro. But the iMac Pro wouldn't be available till the Christmas. So Mike and I were pondering. And I said, well, you know, on the basis that we might go for the iMac Pro at Christmas, let's get two, not three. So we did. Then the Pro came out and it was so expensive and not that much better that it was, no, we'll leave that. And that was how it was left. And it was left for 2.5 years. At which point it was like, yeah, we're going to need to get new Macs now. But at that point, we didn't need to get three because we could put one of the others that we got in 2017 in the studio. If you're wondering why we would have needed three, it's to do with the fact that when we record videos, either we want them a certain specification or the companies we're working for want them a certain specification. And to make it that spec on a Mac, it needed a Retina screen. And the 2017 models were the first Retina Macs that we had. So in the studio, if you were going in there and you were recording the audio in there, you were working on a non-Retina screen. If whatever you were doing only needed to be produced to 1280 by 720p, that was fine. A non-Retina Mac can be turned into a Retina Mac in terms of double density pixels up to 1280 by 720. But once you started needing 1600 by 900, it couldn't cope. So that's why we wanted a Retina one. The laptop situation is even more complicated because that isn't a 16:9 screen to start with. And if you need to produce a 16:9 video that's full screen, you're going to need extra software to convince the computer in the first place what on earth to set itself to. So it does get very complicated. I just like a pro model where I can put in as many hard drives as I like and I can get to all of it and replace it. And it's not going to happen, is it? Definitely not going to happen. What's a read-write cycle? As Renee says, when a hard drive reads something and writes something, and 1,000 of those is just not enough. I think what comes into that is the amount of data that you're writing to it as well. So I'm thinking, sat here with my iMac, if I record video and audio every day to the main hard drive, which I do, and then I transfer that, and I've just said to you, I've got 4 terabytes of audio and video I've already transferred from the hard drive. And that, when did this come in? December. Yeah, that probably is since December, and that's not counting anything else. That's purely Brooklyn shows and MacBytes. I actually installed this hard drive, this external hard drive, when this was new. So if I check what's on it now, because it's only 77 gig free. You know me and my data. Right, let's have a look at that. There is 7.92 terabytes of data on here, which has been written to it from the main hard drive. I just keep doing it and emptying the main hard drive. Times a thousands, where X is a number, you just don't know for sure. Well, they're not going to particularly give you information like that. They'll just say that it's adequate. And it is probably for average users. But it does start to explain why, for beyond average use, hard drives start going. They can tell how much data's been written off that drive. So if you were to take it in for repair, it would be very interesting if they didn't say to you, you know, well, you've written too much data. Let's see if it comes to that. I don't know. Kim's going to wrap up in 8 seconds for Tracy. This is going to be fun. It's going to take the rest of Johnny's life to sort his vaccine situation out. And you know, in the UK, it probably will. Oh, well. Kim thinks she read... you think you read and erase about 1,000 times a day? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know the details. I don't think anybody does. It's all anecdotal at that stage, isn't it? But it's an issue, and we'll get more information about it as and when. You need to say why Jennifer Aniston, why it's important Jennifer Aniston still looks good. Because Mike's rather keen, rather partial to Jennifer Aniston. Apple has written some wrong code into the M1 Max that makes the drive read and write like mad. They can solve that in an update. Do you know, that has been in and out of macOS and OS X for years. There's a utility, I think it's either HDUtil or HDIUtil or something. And I'll be sitting here not doing that much and my Mac will go crazy. And if you bring up Activity Monitor, it's this HDUtility thing that's going crazy. When I did the Googles, It's basically to do with DMGs. So disk images that you've mounted. So why would mine be going crazy? And that's because it backs up every hour to a DMG. So it mounts it, then it unmounts it, and then it goes crazy. And it's a known issue. It's been a known issue for about 12 years, and they've not done anything about it. Which is like built-in obsolescence, isn't it? It's a built-in, we can't be bothered, the hard drive will go, oh dear. How many have I had replaced from Apple? I think it's two. Most of the time that they break outside the AppleCare, but twice it was inside the AppleCare. Although the first one, that machine was back about three times. Honestly, it was a shocking repair, that. Shocking. Is it MD Worker? No, it definitely had util in it. Let me have a look and see if it's running at the moment. It only seems to... Well, you can tell it's running without even looking because the hard drive, the fans just go crazy. There's a Windows server that runs quite heavy. And then that will calm down. No, it doesn't seem to be going mad at the moment. Where would I have looked for that? It would either be Firefox, I think, or Vivaldi. So let me have a look in here. HD. And it'd be Mac OS, wouldn't it? Let's have a look. It looks like it's a command line tool. And it is called HDIUtil. It allows disk images to be mounted directly from the terminal without the need to use the graphical user interface. So how that's happening for me, why it's running, is Carbon Copy Cloner is mounting a DMG and then backing up to it and then ejecting it. The thread that I read was this one. So I'll put the thread in, Simon. And that's exactly what was happening to me. So once it's backed up and it's ejected and everything, then all of a sudden it's still doing that. It solves itself, you know, maybe 2 minutes later. But for that time, it's going absolutely crazy. And because it's taking up 100%, anything else that you're trying to run pushes it over the edge and then all the fans go crazy. So yeah, HDIUtil is the one that's bothering me. If you've got a different one bothering you, then do share. Don't think too much about the monkey. The monkey was cute. Oh, I love those pictures, Renee. Absolute classics. So what else has been going on today? I think that's it for me. I did have to back up my photos off my iPad. That did not end well. God, what a mess. Do you know what I need? I need an iPad that's totally for demonstrations. But I don't have enough iPads for that. I know you think that's indulgent. No, honestly, it's true. I gave Mike one so he could monitor the CCTV because the Tesco delivery was coming. So I picked up another one and thought I'll start working on this one. And oh, honestly, you plug it in and it's like, the Mac needs an update to connect to this iPad, and, you know, cancel or allow. So I did that. And then it says, you know, I've updated, cancel or allow. So you know, 3 hours later, cancel or allow. Finally got there. Then I decided, right, I'm going to back the images up in two different ways. So the first way was photo sync. No problem at all. That was amazing because that gave up on me years ago. But anyway, it seems to be working now. Then I decided to try phone view, get two different backups. Oh, 3 hours later. All this is for a demo because I need to have no photos. Oh, life would be so much simpler, wouldn't it, if Apple would just leave me be. But there you go. Oh, yes, our chicks. That'd be, we've got to see the chicks. Too cute, too cute. Anyone noticed Apple doing a raft of auto updates to renew app certificates? Yes, Tracy, about 70 of them the other day. And I think all they're doing, it's the original app, but they've just kind of rewrapped it in this permission thing. I've had hundreds of them. So yes, absolutely. OneDrive and Google are syncing your photos as well. Well, I actually think what I want is to put my photos in Google Drive. But every now and then, Now, Google, I say Google Drive, I mean Google Photos, right? But every now and then, Apple Photos comes up with a classic, you know, on this day. And you think, oh, that's so cute to remember that. Now, I know Google can do the same. But when you've got that many photos, it's tricky to try and get them transferred in a meaningful way. The other thing with it is, when your photos are on your phone, so the device they were taken on, and they are live photos, you have the ability within the application to change the poster frame of the live photo, which is a very cool feature. So it might have like stopped on a bit of a blurred bit or with like Lola with her eyes closed. But if I go into the photo, I can change the frame, the actual poster frame. I love that feature. That is useful. Now, despite the fact you can get these live photos over to Google, you can't change the poster frame. They'll play, so you can actually see all of the frames, but you can't choose which frame is the poster frame, so the default frame. So I thought, well, right, what if I put my photos in Apple Photos on the Mac? Then I can do it there. No, doesn't do it in there either. And I thought, this is ludicrous. So I need the live photo aspect of it. But if I want to change the photo, the poster frame, I've got to take them back to the device they were taken on and then move them there, which is ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. So I would love to sort my photos out, but you know, like when you've got, when you used to get them back from the chemist and there was 36 on a roll. Yeah, it was simple. Now, less so. I think my phone has got about 48,000 photos on it. In my defence, this does go back. This includes screenshots that I do for purchases and stuff. And it goes back to 2014. But that's not the point, is it? No, naughty, naughty me. There's so many photos, they're beyond sorting. But they're taking up far too much room, so they're going to have to be sorted. So I'm going to need to do something. Photos from the chemist warped Simon back 30 years. Boots. Didn't everybody take their camera, their films to be developed at Boots? We used Boots originally, and then there was this semi-pro photography shop opened. And they did like the normal stuff where, you know, you took your camera roll in and they would print out your pickies for you. But instead of printing them out like Boots at 3.5 by 5 inches, they printed them out at 7 by 5. They were obviously a couple of pound more expensive, but given that if you had a decent shot and you wanted it bigger, you'd pay like £2.50 per photo at Boots. It was worth it. Can't remember what on earth they were called, but it was next door to Sainsbury's. So I started going there. And the thing was, they had this huge machine that did the printing. And you could stand outside and see everybody's pictures come through off the machine. Oh, happy, happy days. Oh, a Max Spielman. Do you know they're still going, Simon? I know that for a fact, that they're still going. We've got one in Sale Town Centre. Now, They don't do so much film work now, but what they do take all the digital stuff in and will print them out. But they do stuff like enlargements, and they also do colour photocopies and stuff like that. And they are actually still going, unbelievably. I do find that strange because, you know, we've also got in the centre of town, we've got a Sainsbury's, we've got a Tesco, we've got an Asda up the road, and all of them print out photos. But they're from like a booth. I think we tried that with a couple. Yeah, I there was a lady and she had some photos of where we live now, but from the church end of the road. So there's a road and it's a mile long. Church is at one end, we're at the other. And this photo was taken from the church looking up this straight road. But the thing was, it was a dirt track. She'd moved there, I think it was 50 years earlier. And when she moved from Wales, where she'd lived all her life, with a new husband, and they moved into this house near the church. And the rest of the road that is now a pretty main road was just a dirt track, and it led to a farm. So she had this photo, and it was all like aged and sepia and stuff. And she couldn't let this photo out of her sight, obviously. So I said, well, just put it on the table. This was when we were having tea and coffee one morning. I said, just put it on the table. I'll take a photo of it. So I've got a photograph of her aged photograph. I thought, it'll do. You know, I think it was probably an iPhone 6 at the time. I thought, it'll do. Gets it on my computer and starts updating it, shall we say, changing the colours, bit more contrast in it. And the more contrast I added and the more tweaking I did, the more of this road that you could see. It was amazing. But obviously, there was no point giving that back to her as a digital image. So I then had to get it printed out. And I said to Mike, where can we print this out? We ended up at Spielman's. And they did a pretty good job. So, yeah, they're still going. Page of Samoids. Oh. Where did you get that from? Oh, no. I don't think I can see it with that link, can I? Oh, how cool. Oh. So when Simon were kids, my mum paid big money to have a photo of the house printed on placemats. So while we ate, we could see the outside of the house. Very weird. That was a thing back then, wasn't it? There was weirdness like that going on. When we moved in here, there was a spate of people. Now, I don't know what the equipment was. I don't know whether they'd got like, they'd arranged a day out in a helicopter over the area, but they were basically taking photos and then popping the thing through your door of, you know, this is, and it was like a tiny black and white thing on a photocopy. And it said like, you could have this on your wall and it was your house from above. When you think about that now, yeah, Google Earth, don't bother. One nice thing with that was, because the church were offered the same, I think it came up again when people started getting early adopters of drones, and somebody offered the church one of these things, and again it was like a dirty black and white photocopy, couldn't see it too well, but I thought it was amazing to see this thing from the sky, because I had no idea what you could actually see. Let me get a map out and have a look. Manor Avenue. Right. Let's find the church at the other end of it. Right. And then let's go into where's satellite view? Satellite view is so cool. Two things that I had no idea about. So I'll take a screenshot. First thing is, outside the church, there's like some brickwork. I had no idea in the brickwork that. I knew the bricks were like a grey colour and a red colour. I had no idea it was in the shape of a cross, because there's always people stood there. So I didn't know that for a start. The second thing I didn't know was the shape of the church. Let me get the cloud thing running. Which, when you see it from the sky, it's like, well, yeah, obviously. But you never see it like that. Let me get this shared. Are you going to share that? And the priest house is to the left. But if you look, there you go. If you look at the church itself is the big red cross bit. And then in front of it, you can see like a smaller cross in the brickwork. And it's actually got around it like bollards to stop people parking there. They're in the shape of a heart. I had no idea. No idea whatsoever. But the church was built as a cross. And I guess I should have known, because I've walked around it enough, but you don't. You just don't, do you? And that's the new roof, by the way, that we still owe £168,000 for. Do you think it was worth it? I guess so, because inside the church we had mould. But, you know, with that's clear enough, isn't it? You could print that out and put that on the wall. You don't particularly need anything else, I don't think. And that's a relatively new one. Satellite image, because on the left hand side of it where it says no parking, that only went in a while back. At the back of it, so you've got next to the no parking, there's like a smaller roof. That's the presbytery where the priest lives. Garden behind the back there is where we have our barbecues, and there's two garages in there. What else can you see? The roof on the right is the parish centre. It's a wonder that's still standing, honestly. We need a new one of those, absolutely we do. Oh, is this a Samoid? Let's have a look. Oh, I hope so. Let's have a look. No, that's not a Samoid. That is possibly a cross. It's got a samoid. It's got samoid eyes and nose. But I would say it's being crossed with possibly a husky, because the ears are way too big for a Sammy. But if you look at the ears, they're more comparable with the dog on the right. But I would say in the face, that does look... The eyes are definitely Samoyed. And the nose is definitely Samoyed. But when you look at the body, it's very long and lean like a wolf. And Sammies are more teddy bear-like. They're not quite so tall as that. It's got a cute face, though, hasn't it? I love old dogs like that. I ended up watching a dog programme last night. I know I shouldn't have been. I should have been working. But it's where they rehome dogs and they try and match the dogs with the family. And this dog came on called Dave. Dave the dog. And it had had an accident when it was 15 months old and lost a leg. And it was now feeling rather sorry for itself and it wanted a chum. So they tried to marry it off to this dog called Luna, but it didn't happen. So then I had to get some work done. Oh, is Tracy still in? Because what I did after that, we mustn't upset Tracy. But what I did after that was watch the good Fight, Tracy's favourite programme that was still looking for series 3. Good job there isn't an erectile dysfunction clinic nearby. Well, you never know, Simon. Do you never know what's on the roof of that, do you? You haven't talked to her for over a year. No, I would say it's crossed with some kind of husky or wolf. Interestingly, though, the coat's all white, isn't it? There's a little bit, possibly, of biscuit on the front. But it's the ears that give it away. The ears are not Samoyed ears. Definitely not. But the eyes are. So I'd say it's a crossbreed with some kind of wolf. The fur looks wolfish as well, like tufted rather than long with that dual coat. But it's a nice dog. It's a very nice dog. You know me. Whenever I'm out and I meet a dog, like when we were walking back from church and Nina said, oh, come on, it's going to take 3 hours at this rate. Because every time we walked past a house and there was a dog, it was like, hello, what's your name? Poor Nina. Poor Nina. Well, I better go and get ready, hadn't I, for 9 o'clock? Because I've got stuff all over the place and it needs to be dealt with. Otherwise, we won't be doing things, will we? Oh, no, it is. It's a mess in here. I will sort it out in the next 50 minutes and I will see you very soon. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me and I will say good night from Mike and we will both see you next time. In the meanwhile, stay safe, guys.